Marami sa atin ang hindi napapalagay kapag pinag-uusapan ang kamatayan. Pero upang makaiwas sa ganitong usapan, maaaring mas lumubha ang mga pangyayari pagdating ng ganitong kaganapan. Ang pakikipag-usap sa inyong mga mahal sa buhay tungkol sa will, advance care directive at iba pang kahilingan ay mahalaga para sa inyo at para sa kanila. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang ulat ni Audrey Bourget at Ildiko Dauda. Gumugugol tayo ng mahabang panahon upang magplano tungkol sa ating karera, kapanganakan, bakasyon, kahit nakakainin sa darating na linggo. Kaya bakit kakaunti ang mga taong nagpaplano tungkol sa katapusan ng kanilang buhay? Ang isang plano tungkol dito ay ang pagsisiguro na ang inyong mga kahilingan ay igagalang at alam ng mga nasa paligid ninyo kung ano ang dapat nilang gawin. Si Jesse Williams ang direktor ehekutibo ng Groundswell Project, isang hindi para sa tubong organisasyon na naglalayong baguhin kung paano natin tinitingnan ang kamatayan. Sinabi niya na karamihan sa mga tao ay hindi nagsasabi kanino man ng kanilang mga kahilingan pagpanaw sa mundo.
Most of us will have a what we call a medicalized death. So with very good medical care, we will have a death or a dying experience that we may want to have a say in. So for example, for some people, you know, they would like to be in a hospital for their dying experience and they want the best of medical care. For other people, it's the last place they want to be.
Hinihikayat niya ang mga tao upang maliwanag na magsabi sa kanilang mga mahal sa buhay kung ano ang gusto nila.
I think the most important thing is to have a conversation with your friends and your family. So we often hear from people who work in health services or in palliative care or in emergency in hospitals that, you know, people are coming in at a very stressful time in their lives and they've never actually spoken to their friends or family who are coming in with them about what's most important to them. So we really encourage you to just have a chat about what's important to you, what are your values.
Kung kayo'y nakikinig at wala pa kayong plano sa inyong pagpanaw, sinabi ni Jesse Williams na ngayon ang pinakamagandang panahon upang magsimula.
There's no age for it. I think earlier the better. So, you know, we want to have these conversations when we're well. I think many people see, you know, marriage or perhaps a baby as a trigger point to getting their end-of-life plans together. Certainly the numbers go up the older we get, but, you know, things can happen at any time. So I would say if you're in your 30s and 40s, definitely a good time to get those plans together.
Isa sa mga bagay na dapat ninyong gawin ay ang paggawa ng huling habilin o will. Sa maraming bansa, kapag namatay na ang isang tao, ang kanilang mga ari-arian ay binibigay sa kanilang pamilya. Pero sa Australia, ang paggawa ng will ang tanging paraan upang masiguro ng inyong mga ari-arian ay ipamimigay ng ayon sa inyong kagustuhan. Malakas na inirekomenda ni Nalika Padmasena, solicitor mula sa The Age Rights Service sa New South Wales, na kumuha kayo ng independenteng payo mula sa isang abogado.
It is important your intentions are expressed clearly to reduce the chances of argument as to who gets what. For this reason, it is better to have a solicitor or the New South Wales trustee or private trustee draft the will. We do not recommend using a will kit. Now, you can buy the will kit from a newsagent or post office, but we do not recommend using that will kit.
Dapat maging partikular ang inyong will at palaging up to date. Tatagal ito hanggang sa inyong pagpanaw o hanggang baguhin o palitan ninyo. Sinabi ni Nalika Padmasena na mahalagang baguhin ang inyong will kapag nagbago ang inyong kondisyon.
You should make changes to your will or make a new will if certain events occur in your life, such as if you marry or you divorce or major beneficiary dies or you have children or grandchildren. So in that circumstance, you need to get legal advice and make necessary changes to your will. Especially when you remarry, the marriage invalidates an existing will if it does not contemplate the marriage.
Itinagdag niya na mahalaga ding ipaalam sa mga nasa paligid ninyo kung kayo mismo ang gumawa ng mga dokumento.
We suggest the document must be specific, current, in writing, signed by you and witnessed. If witnessed by your doctor, he or she can testify as to your capacity and also they can explain the treatment they provide to you. it is best to let the doctor and the hospital and your family and your guardian and the aged care facility know about your wishes, that you make that document and that you have completed and signed the advanced care directive. You should let them know where the original is kept and must provide a copy to them.
May ilang bagay pang dapat ninyong ipaalam sa inyong mga mahal sa buhay, kagaya ng uri ng puneraryang gusto ninyo at kung balak ninyong ibigay ang inyong organ bilang donasyon. Ayon kay Jesse Williams ng Groundswell Project, gumawa sila ng isang Dying to Know Day sa 8 ng Agosto upang makatulong na simulan ang ganitong pag-uusap.
If it does feel uncomfortable, the best way to have a conversation about death, dying, and grief is just to crack the ice. Just do it, because actually it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. And we find that most people, once the topic is on the table, most people actually have an interest in the idea of talking about it, and most people actually want to have the conversation. So I think our fears can stop us from having the conversation, but I would just encourage anybody and everybody just to break the ice. And then once you've done that, you're on your way.